Ruby Chalice stopped cutting trees 5 years ago. Like everybody here, she used to log and burn the forest to make space for cows and farming, despite it being protected land. But now she tends to her growing plant nursery, part of a community forestry program aimed at changing the ways of farmers living in the Colombian Amazon.
I called it the Oasis New Life Nursery because it's about giving new life to the trees that many have cut, mistreated, and burned.
The project, financed by Norway, along with Colombia's Foundation for Conservation and Sustainable Development, involves over 100 families living in the northern areas of the Colombian Amazon. They promise to end logging in exchange for sustainable alternatives. Former coca farmer Olmes Garcia is leading a number of these projects. We met him as he was working on a live fence made of trees, a way, he says, to rebuild connections between parts of the forest.
As these trees grow, they stick together, and monkeys and other animals will use them to cross from one section of the forest to the other. It's just an example of the change in mentality of how we can live protecting the forest.
Most of these projects were created following the signing of a peace deal with FARC rebels 5 years ago. Deforestation soared as the guerrilla left this territory, opening up more land for cattle ranching and other damaging activities.
But it's an uphill battle. Criminal groups are destroying huge swaths of the forest deeper into the jungle. While many local farmers who abandoned profitable coca farming after the peace deal say they need more land for food. Not far from Ruthvi's farm, we found people planting seeds in a recently cleared area.
The only way we have to survive is cut, tumble, and plant what you see. Yuca, corn, plantains. We don't have an alternative. No support from the government. They made many promises. We got rid of coca, but nothing happened in exchange.
But Olmes say the real enemies are powerful businesses that are clearing much larger plots of land. He cautiously takes us to another huge devastated area.
Until the government arrives with technical assistance and land titling and organization in a way that protects the population and the environment, unfortunately, deforestation will continue.
The community forestry program is small and does not offer a long-term answer, but it shows that there are alternatives to the devastation of the rainforest, and that those who live here can be part of the solution for future generations. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Il Capriccio.